Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation right here on KXCV KRNW. I'm Jeremy Werner. Joining me this morning is the new music director and conductor of the St. Joseph Symphony, Christopher Keltz. He was handpicked over the summer, and he will now make his big debut tomorrow in St. Joseph at the Missouri Theater with New Season, Sound, and World. Pre-curtain talk at 7 p.m., and a concert starts at 7:30 p.m. Chris, just like I said, it's your big debut tomorrow. How do you feel about it?
It's actually very exciting. Even though we are still navigating the avenues of the COVID-19 pandemic, and actually all arts organizations are doing that, it's still very exciting to be able to present live music in more than a year to an audience.
So how much free rein did you get to piece together this weekend and this year for the St. Joseph Symphony?
I had 100% artistic freedom on the season this year. I was I accepted the position in early June, and we had about a 14-day turnaround to put the season together.
So what can people expect from your first show tomorrow?
It's sort of been put together to be this big symphonic weekend of in-person music. So it's going to feature three pieces. The concert will open with Beethoven's extremely dramatic, sort of a triumph, struggle and triumph, his overture to Egmont. And then we're going to feature our string section in doing some of the instrumental music written by English composer Henry Purcell, very early music from his Abdelazar suite. And then we're going to close the program with something that's a little sentimental to me personally, and that is Antonin Dvorak's Symphony No. 9 from the New World. And I say sentimental because, well, as any classical music fan will know, Dvorak wrote that symphony here in America during a visit. And the piece itself actually incorporates many of the aspects of Dvorak's life, his Czech background, his studies of music in Vienna. There's some of that that's quoted in the Scherzo movement. And then he's putting together other ideas, Native American sounds, American spiritual sounds in this symphony. And so the thematic tone that Dvorak gave the symphony is this idea of music from a new world, a new place for him to live, a new style in which to write. On a very personal note, whenever I have had a new music directorship, I have always programmed the Symphony No. 9 from the New World. So that's why it's on this weekend's program.
All right, so I have to kind of preface this next question by saying that, you know, not only are you now in charge of the St. Joseph Symphony, but you're also the music director for the Kenner Philharmonic Orchestra. You're the music director for the Kansas City Civic Orchestra. You're the artistic director for Project Musica. And on top of all that, you're a professor at Missouri State University. So I guess the question is, how do you balance all of this?
It's interesting, Jeremy. I was asked that question quite a bit in June. You know, how are you going to do all this? And then eventually I just started answering with the word, well. a little humor there. Yes, it's a busy schedule, but, you know, being director of orchestral studies at Missouri State and having a few other regional orchestras, that's what people in my business do. And so I think given the demands and the expectations of each of those orchestra schedules, before even applying or even entertaining the idea of applying for the music director position of the St. Joseph Symphony, you sort of look at, you know, what you're able to do. And I get a lot of support from Missouri State University in pursuit of my professional development. And all of the other orchestras are balanced around each other to where it works out just fine.
We're talking with the new music director and conductor of the St. Joseph Symphony, Christopher Keltz. Chris, there was something you kind of hinted at that I kind of want to go back to. in terms of you being an educator. So I kind of want to flip it back on you. What do you continue to educate yourself on despite all these leadership positions that you're in where you're the professional and you're the leader? What are you looking to become more proficient in as the years go on?
Well, I'm always looking to expand my own study, development, and exposure to all sorts of orchestral music. I would be considered young in this profession in the sense of the traditional longevity of conductors. You know, we just seem to live forever, it seems. So at least I got that going for me. But I think it's trying to find how I can affect live orchestral performance through the works that I study. That's never ending. And, you know, I mentioned I've done this Dvorak Symphony No. 9 many times. But the goal for me as a music director, as an artist, as a musician, is not to replicate past performances. It's sort of this living, breathing, organic product in front of me. Yes, all the notes are captured on the page from the composer, but the composer needs the orchestral musician, the composer needs the conductor to try and breathe life into these notes. And so each time I'm studying a score or preparing a series of rehearsals, that becomes the goal, is to the quest to find how this music can be delivered to the listener as an advocate for the composer. I guess it's the best answer I can give for that.
You know, when I looked at your resume, I noticed that, you know, you've performed across the country and at several places across the world, but your resume would imply that your heart is still in Missouri. Is that true?
I don't know if my heart is in Missouri. We all as human beings kind of gravitate on some level to where we're from. I have this sign in my office at Missouri State. It says, "Never forget where you came from." And that quote comes from North County, which is where I grew up in the St. Louis region. So I suppose that consciously, subconsciously gravitated towards this area. I still have family and my parents live in St. Louis. And so being active in Missouri is just sort of how my career thus far has panned out. And it's been quite amazing.
So, Chris, I asked that because it kind of leads into this next question. I think anybody who sees you this weekend or looks at a picture of you online or, you know, whatever would go, oh, that's a pretty young man. He's got a bright future ahead of him. And, you know, I'm curious, what is next for you? Do you see yourself continuing to lead symphonies in the region, or do you see yourself moving on to something else?
Jeremy, that's a really good question. And I'm not exactly sure how to answer it, and not because I'm afraid to answer it. I just don't know how I might answer that. I can tell you this, and maybe I apologize ahead of time for being a little too abstract with the answer, but none of the opportunities that I've been fortunate enough to receive have happened solely on purpose. I mean, granted, the St. Joseph Symphony did happen on purpose. I saw the job description, and I applied and this, that, and the other. But there have been other opportunities where doors have sort of opened when they've opened. And it's become this kind of realization and exercise in knowing that maybe you're on the right path in life when opportunities like that present themselves. And so it's hard for me to say if my 10-year plan is to, you know, do this, that, or the other, or be with some certain orchestra. I just try to stay in the moment, because I can tell you this. I'm doing exactly what I want to do. I love to teach. I love to make music on this level with these very talented orchestras. And I don't want to be doing anything else.
All right, then. Those are all the questions I have. Is there anything else you want to add?
I think what I would add is that, you know, the St. Joseph Symphony has a very rich tradition and existence in the city of St. Joe. It's quite remarkable, actually, that a city that lives an hour north of a major metropolitan area sustains a professional orchestra with many talented musicians and a dedicated staff, board of directors, and donors. And so if people are looking for a musical experience that's outside of the realm of the traditional major metropolitan area, they should come and check us out in St. Joseph, Missouri.
All right. Thanks for coming on this morning. Once again, that is the new music director and conductor of the St. Joseph Symphony, Christopher Keltz. He'll be making his big debut tomorrow at the Missouri Theater in St. Joseph as he leads the way for the concert New Season, Sound, and World with pre-curtain talk at 7 p.m. and the concert at 7:30 p.m. More information as well as a list of what's happening this entire season with the St. Joseph Symphony at stjosephsymphony.org. I'm Jeremy Werner, and this has been your morning conversation right here on KXCV KRNW.